Back-to-back storms have slammed into communities up and down the Bering Straits region. At least four towns are working with state officials on disaster declarations since coastal flooding and storm surges damaged homes and infrastructure. Kotlik, near the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, sustained heavy damage on Sunday morning when ocean flooding was followed by sea ice which plowed through the town. City manager Lori Mike says the ice ripped off water and sewer boxes from 20 homes.
There's a lot of broken water sewer pipes. We have three loops here for the water sewer pipes. So out of those three, one loop is working, and that's about 10, 15 homes, I'm assuming, that have water but no sump, vacuum.
Mike's concern is for the simple health and safety of those in the community.
Sewage had leaked out onto the ground, and where the water sewer boxes that got ripped off their homes, around their homes, is unsanitary. And the other issue I have is the 13 homes with the water damage in their home. That's our main concern right now.
Those who cannot go back to their homes are staying with family, although most are staying at the high school in Kotlik, which serves as the evacuation center. While Kotlik was not hurt badly during last night's second batch of flooding, there are 13 families currently displaced from the weekend storms. A FEMA representative is expected to travel to Kotlik today. Homes were also damaged in the community of Stebbins in the eastern Norton Sound. According to Jeremy Zedek with the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, the GCI tower in Stebbins was damaged sometime early Sunday morning, and phone contact has been difficult. As of this morning, Zedek's office was in contact with community members. Stebbins Mayor Morris Nahonak said over the phone that several homes were damaged during the weekend and will be uninhabitable for months to come. Residents began evacuating on Saturday evening to the IRA building. Mayor Nahonak said that the honey bucket hauling system had been toppled as coastal barriers were overwhelmed, and the main road along with the defensive berm had been damaged. However, no injuries were reported, and the town has made a disaster declaration with the state. Shishmaref has already voted to declare a local disaster after coastal swells last night brought surges up against the town's shores. According to Shishmaref's mayor, Stanley Taktu, residents piled junk and debris to try and protect the road from flooding. And while Taktu says everyone in town is safe, people are preparing for another potentially damaging high tide, amplified by strong northwesterly winds this evening. And in Teller, on the western side of the Seward Peninsula, up to 2 feet of flooding happened last night after water overwhelmed the seawall. According to Jim Stimpfel, who works in Teller, the town's point is now cut off from the mainland by floodwaters yet to recede, and several hundred yards of beach are now gone, washed away by the surging tide. Nobody was hurt, though. Residents moved to higher ground yesterday evening, and at this point, there are no reports of private property damage. Reporting from Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.